We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The conversations that I have had with friends and family have centered around, when can I get the vaccine? And I saw this story on KDK TV and I thought, this is a leader. We want to introduce you to somebody who we think did an amazing thing. On our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is the Director of Education at the Ligonier Valley School District, Ed Moran. Ed, welcome to KDK Radio.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing good. We want people to know what you were able to do, because so many questions loom about what to do with kids and going back to school. And you kind of took the bull by the horns because a local pharmacy had some vaccines available, and tell them what you did.
Well, first, Larry, you guys got to know, absolute team effort at Ligonier Valley School District. I'm fortunate that I work with the group of people that I work for, especially our boss, Dr. Christine Oldham. So, you know, the state has been absent during this crisis in the terms of leadership, quite honestly. And by the government, I mean the governor's office, the state legislature, Pennsylvania Department of Education, Pennsylvania Department of Health. They're saying in one breath, we got to open schools, we got to open schools. And just so everyone understands, every public educator in the state of Pennsylvania wants their kids back, and they want to open schools. Everyone does. But you can't say that, and then when asked, how do we open safely? How do we protect people? And the response is always, well, it's a local decision. Come on. That's not leadership. A local decision for a school district, guys, is who do we hire for teaching positions? Now, that's a local decision. How do we raise taxes? That's a local decision. How we manage a global pandemic? That's not a local decision. So earlier in the month, when the Department of Ed said, even if you are in a substantial county, you can begin bringing children back. Fabulous. But to do that, you have to bring your adults back, your teachers back, your custodians back, your bus drivers back. How do you keep them safe? So, you know, quite honestly, I don't know how it truly happened. Dr. Oldham, myself, several others, we just began making calls. We called the state. We called hospitals, we called FEMA. Somewhere, somehow, we shook something loose. And we were contacted by LVRX Pharmacy. She called us on a Thursday night, and God bless her. And we were able to put together a clinic by Sunday morning. And we were able to vaccinate 182 employees, teachers, custodians, cooks, bus drivers, aides. It was fantastic. So we began bringing children back in the elementary environment yesterday. And before those kids stepped in, 182 of our employees had their first dose of the Moderna vaccine.
Well, that is excellent. That's excellent. So, you know, central planning sort of let you down. You felt local was better, so you went your own route out of frustration. And the issue that most districts are dealing with, or, you know, are the staffers that are concerned or complain or hesitant about going back to work. You solved that issue.
Well, we didn't solve it the whole way. We took a gigantic step to being not only able to reopen, but to reopen safely to protect our people. But it's only the first step. you know, it's about getting shots in arms. And it's about, I think at this point, it's about local leadership stepping up, because the state leadership isn't. And I think that, you know, every community, every school district, you know, they have leaders within them. And again, God bless my boss, because throughout this entire crisis, she has led with her conscience and about, let's keep our community safe. Let's keep our people safe. Let's keep our children safe. But she also isn't afraid to make bold decisions and to shake the bushes to make sure her people stay safe. And I think we need to see more of that, gentlemen. I really do.
We're with the Director of Education, Ligonier Valley School District. Again, 182 of the employees, teachers, and everybody involved getting their first dose of Moderna. And Ed Moran, I'm curious, as a parent, if I'm out there and I'm feeling anxious about having the kids go back, and I know a lot of schools have said they're doing as safely as they can in a hybrid situation, I'm feeling a whole lot better about what you're doing. I mean, a whole lot better. And
well, thank you.
That comfort level's got to give some parents that feeling, too. Have you heard from parents of your students?
Well, our parents have been very supportive. The majority of our parents have been very supportive to us as a district throughout the whole ordeal. But you know, they want their kids back in school, too. And I think we have increased the comfort level of parents in our community as a whole. Because I think that providing this kind of safety is, it's kind of like the end, light at the end of the tunnel, guys. Mm-hmm. Like, there is hope. We can get vaccinated. We can keep our community safe. We can start bringing back a degree of normalcy in our lives. And I think every one of us is craving that normalcy again.
Now, if you wait for help, sometimes the help never arrives, so you have to do it yourself. And your district did. You and your boss and your district all did. Will there be any repercussions from, you know, state or state funding or federal funding because of the creative way that you got this done?
I certainly hope not. I think that what we did, we were approved. Our pharmacist was approved by the state to administer the doses. So I don't think there is anything there that would require repercussions. You know, this was about getting shots in arms, guys, and about bringing kids back to school.
Solving a
problem. And making our community safer.
Well, we applaud your efforts, and I'm sure there are many listening thinking, why can't our district do this too? You've set the bar high. Ed Moran, thank your team for us, and I appreciate you coming on with us today.
My pleasure, gentlemen. You have a great day and stay safe.
Thank you, sir.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.